This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Most of us have bad habits. Most of us know we should change our behavior. But this prospect is so daunting, it accounts for things like hypnosis. Maybe some trance-inducing spellcaster can find our missing willpower. The problem is that trying hypnosis sounds nutty enough that you would want someone like Slate's human guinea pig, Emily Yaffe, to try it first. She fears nothing. Or at least she's willing to try almost anything, and she described her hypnosis sessions for Day to Day's Luke Burbank.
Emily, as Slate's human guinea pig, you've tried your hand at being a phone psychic, searching for treasure, working as a street performer. We're using the term performer kind of loosely here. Anyway, this time you set out to cure your chronic night owlism, your habit of always staying up late, through hypnosis. And you ended up on stage in Washington, D.C., where hypnotist Flip Orley tried to put you under. Okay, here's tape of what happened to Andrea, the girl sitting next to you.
Andrea, your first name is?
About 90 seconds into the induction, Andrea falls against me and never moves. She is out so cold. Flip actually did say to her after, you know, you heard that, just total silence. She looked very quite happy but about the fact she had no idea who she was. And in fact, some her friends called out her name, and he said, can I give you a hint? And she said, sure. He said, it rhymes with Andrea. She still couldn't come up with it.
So while Flip was having fun with Andrea, you still hadn't gone under, and you needed help for your habit, you know, of staying up till all hours. So I
pursued, and I actually found a PhD clinical psychologist and went to deal with my problem.
A hypnotherapist.
Correct.
Type person, right?
Yes.
So a sort of a psychological background, but then also a hypnotism background.
Right, and an Austrian background.
Oh, that's a trifecta right there.
Well, I was calling around talking to hypnotists saying, here's my problem. One woman said, if you have warts, phobias, or irritable bowel, and I don't want to go into whether or not I have any of those, she said I can help you out. But, you know, if you've got a sleep problem, why don't you just go to bed earlier? And, you know, I thought, well, what if someone has a smoking or an eating problem? You know, anyone could say, why don't you just stop doing it? As I called around, I got this guy on the phone, and he had this Viennese accent. And I knew enough to know Freud, who is Viennese, had started psychoanalysis by doing hypnosis. So I thought, okay, you know, Austrian's got to put me under, right?
So what happened?
The first session, we just discussed my problem. Had I ever gone to bed at a reasonable time? No. And it was very much like Flip, arms heavy, legs heavy, eyes heavy. And a few minutes into it, he said, now you are in what I would call a trance. And I'm thinking, oh, no, doctor, I'm not. But then, as we're sitting there, he says, I should imagine that I'm going up a staircase. And I'm thinking, okay, fine, I'm not in a trance. And then something very weird happened. I found I was about 10 years old, and I was in my grandparents' apartment. And I was really there. My grandmother was frying eggs. I could smell them. I was looking out the window. They lived in Boston along the Charles River. And I'm thinking, I'm not hypnotized, but I'm really here.
That sounds like it was a very intense experience.
By that point, tears are just pouring down my face because my grandparents are dead, and I was back there, and I was a little girl, and I'm crying. I'm at my grandparents, and I'm kind of thinking, I just want to deal with my sleep problem here. It was shocking, even though I felt I'm not hypnotized, and it had never occurred to me that the sleep thing had anything except to do with, you know, my biological rhythms.
Well, so the question is, I mean, we unearthed all this childhood
trauma. I'm the Manchurian candidate now.
So did it work? What time did you go to bed last night?
Well, let's not talk about last night. Last night was 1:05. But the night before that, I went to bed at 11:30. And the night before that, I went to bed at 10:18, which is something I haven't. The only other time I can think of doing that was right after I'd had abdominal surgery. I have felt more in control of going to bed. And I don't know if it was the hypnosis or just trying to do something about it, but definitely something happened.
Emily Yaffe writes Slate's Human Guinea Pig column. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Luke Burbank.